Hi, and welcome to Intern Ready OBGYN, a podcast aimed at helping you excel during your intern year in OBGYN. My name is Dr. Lucy Brown. I'm a resident at Johns Hopkins and your host for Intern Ready OBGYN. Hello, and welcome back to Intern Ready. I'm Dr. Lucy Brown, and today I'm joined by my co-resident, Dr. Adriana Gorniak. And today we're going to be talking about how to approach your first gynecology clinic.
Hi, everyone. I'm so excited to be here. Some of the goals for the podcast today are to discuss how to prepare for your first GYN clinic. We'll also talk about some of the common problems that you might see and how to address them. And finally, we'll go over some of the tips and tricks that we've come across during our experience in residency into how to survive your GYN clinic.
Great. So let's get started. So let's just start by asking, what can an intern expect on their first day in benign GYN clinic?
Yeah. So first, there could be a wide variety of patients that you're going to be seeing, not only in terms of like age ranges and different parities, but you could see a mix of new patients. Patients who are coming for their annual well woman visit. You could also have return patients that you may have seen in the past versus someone else might have seen in the past. A follow-up, like someone who is coming back after being seen in the emergency department. You could also have a post-operative visit for someone either 2 or 6 weeks after they've had surgery. And you could just have someone that's coming for a problem-based visit that called with a specific concern as well. And to go over a little bit of some of the common concerns that patients might be coming in with, you can frequently see patients that are coming in for contraception counseling that want to go over some of their options of how to either control their menstrual cycles or get birth control. You also might have people coming in with abnormal uterine bleeding or AUB who have or maybe haven't yet tried a method to control this and discussing the workup for that. You could have patients coming in with chronic or acute pelvic pain as well, abnormal discharge, patients coming in just to get an STI test, and as mentioned earlier, the post-operative visits as well, which kind of have their own goals of what you want to do during those appointments. And the important thing to know is that these visits can be fast-paced, and obviously wherever you're at in residency, they'll have a different way that they set up templates for your first clinic. So by no means is it one size fits all, but sometimes these visits can be squeezed into as little as 15 minutes. So knowing when someone's coming in, let's say to talk about their abnormal vaginal discharge, you might just have 15 minutes to talk with them. Now, your first clinic, they could give you a little bit more leeway, but that's going to be very dependent on your program and the structure of that clinic as well. And your first time you do this, it's going to feel really slow and you're going to feel really awkward. And honestly, I know the first time I did it, I felt totally like an imposter and that my patients could tell. But that isn't true, and you only get better over time. It's something that, you know, you're not feeling like a medical student, and it can be really uncomfortable.
So you, like, let's say you do have 15 minutes, and do you squeeze everything, all your preparation into that 15 minutes, or what can interns do in advance to prepare?
Yeah, absolutely. I think preparation is going to be the most key thing to bring a little bit of peace of mind on the day of your clinic. And it can be really hard, especially, you know, you're going to have surprises. For example, someone can be listed to be coming in for their annual appointment, but actually present and have a concern that they wanted to talk about that you won't have been able to see through chart review. So you have to be prepared for those surprises. So things I would look up are some of like the algorithms. So for example, what is included in a well woman visit? And I would look through, you know, what types of questions do you ask? What is the vaccination schedule recommendation? What the preventative screening recommendations? And not just thinking about like gynecology, but also mammograms and colonoscopies and DEXA scans. When do people need their lipid panels, their diabetes screening? So looking at that ahead of time will be very helpful.
Right. Because sometimes people are coming to us as their primary care provider.
Exactly. And you could be that person that orders that lipid panel. And that doesn't mean you have to be the one that manages it, but at least plugging them in with the system. Also taking a look at some of the AUB basics, since that is a pretty common concern that we'll hear our patients coming in with. So understanding, you know, the initial workup for that, remembering your palm coin mnemonic from medical school, and thinking about, if my patient tells me this, this, and this, what are some of the tests to order? Because a lot of your patients will fit into that one. Also, I would think about what the different types of contraception options are, and have those on hand, knowing what your clinic has to offer. For example, are there IUDs in stock? Are there Nexplanons? Those types of things can also help with just efficiency and knowing what you can offer for your patients. Thinking about what types of STI tests you might want to order. Is there a wet prep microscope at the clinic versus is it an actual swab? Just knowing a little bit about how you would actually approach if a patient comes in with, let's say, vaginal discharge. And there's also some helpful apps that I've used during my clinics that I think have really saved the day when you're thinking about more nuanced situations and patients. Some examples are going to be the ASCCP app, which is going to be the one that helps you decide on what to do with an abnormal pap smear or an abnormal pap smear history, whether this patient needs to proceed with a colpo, when to do their repeat pap smear, etc. Also, the CDC STI app as well can be helpful with how to treat specific UTIs, especially in those nuanced patient populations. And finally, the medical eligibility criteria for different contraceptive options, especially when you have patients coming in, let's say, with a DVT or yep. lupus, and knowing what you can offer them and what the risks are.
That's really great advice. And I will make sure to link all of the apps that Adriana mentioned in the podcast link below. All right. So moving on, what are some of your go-to tips for a smooth, efficient clinic?
Yeah, absolutely. On top of all the things that we've already talked about, the biggest one that I can emphasize again is just pre-charting. And there's kind of a few things that you can think about when you're pre-charting. One, what is the problem that you can see that they're coming in with? Sometimes you can find this in a little blurb that the person who scheduled them wrote down. So it can be a little bit like digging for a treasure, finding out sometimes what they're coming in with. But then seeing, have they presented with this before? What have they undergone? What did their last GYN visit, if they've had one, what did they talk about then? Because this could be a recurrent issue that's been going on.
Yeah.
Oftentimes, you'll find that they actually mentioned this to their primary care doctor, and that was the person that had referred them. Mm-hmm. So really just looking through, you know, their most recent visits to try to get as much info as you can be helpful. Other really easy things that you can find from the chart oftentimes and fill in is some of that information you'll be asking them, like when their last pap smear was, if they've gotten any imaging, any STI testing, because you can frequently, if they get care within your medical system, see that already. So it helps you on the day of the visit from asking some of those questions. I also would recommend trying to document as you go. Now, the caveat to this is that it can be really challenging to be interactive with the patient, making eye contact, making them feel comfortable at the same time as you staring at a computer. So what I found that works the best for me is just jotting little notes down. I don't write full sentences when I'm in the room. I just write down some things for me to remember later on so that I could quickly piece together a note that makes sense, but also that I can make the patient feel welcome and like they're being listened to when I'm actually in the room with them. And finally, going over how to optimize whatever medical record system that you have. So one of the big ones that I found is using templates. We use Epic at our program. So what I did before my first clinic is I went through some of my seniors' smart phrases, and I took some of the templates for different annual visits, problem-based visits, anything that I could find that I think would be helpful, because that could include also questions to ask, workups that you should do. And it by no means is the, you know, what you have to follow line by line are the only things you should be doing. But it can be really helpful in a pinch when you're, you know, having your first clinic and can't necessarily remember or want to structure your thoughts in a way that makes a lot of sense.
All right. So in your experience as an intern and what you've observed with other interns, what are some of the biggest challenge that you all face and how can they overcome those challenges?
So a big thing is efficiency, especially on your first day. If you've got those tight appointments, as we talked about earlier, having a very focused HPI can be your godsend. Basically, just thinking, if this is the problem that they're coming in with, what questions can I ask that are very specific to this problem? And while you're taught in medical school to get a very, very thorough history, some of these more focused problem visits, unfortunately, you can always schedule the patient to come back at a later date to actually go through their entire like well woman exam and ask actually all the questions mm-hmm. otherwise. You also are going to be having some sensitive conversations, and with those sensitive conversations, it can feel awkward. It can also feel time consuming because you're trying to kind of dance around the subject. So trying to get comfortable with taking a sexual history, asking mm-hmm. about intimate partner violence, asking people about their menstrual cycles, the sooner that you can get comfortable with this and kind of normalize it, the better. Also, your pelvic exam confidence when you first start is probably going to be pretty low, but some things to really think about are how to make the patient feel the most comfortable and doing a good trauma-informed exam. And by that, I always narrate what I'm doing in a way that makes the patient feel comfortable. I don't tell the patients to expect pain. I don't say you're going to feel discomfort now that I'm placing the speculum, but instead mm-hmm. I say you're going to feel the speculum, telling them you're going to feel my touch on your thigh. Now, you're going to feel my touch externally on the labia now, and narrating through it. I also try to do this as swiftly as I can because mm-hmm. no patient wants to be in stirrups in that position for a long time. So trying to be swift with your movements to keep them in this position for a minimal amount of time. And then my final tip for efficiency and just not feeling awkward in your first clinic is just being comfortable also with saying that you don't know something. Mm-hmm. And you'll have a supervising doctor there or a chief resident there that you can go run something past afterwards. So saying, you know, I'm not sure, but let me check on that for you. And then coming back and having that answer can save you a lot of trust with the patient, also time and energy instead of, you know, trying to come up with something on the spot or looking mm-hmm. something up in front of the patient. But that's something big to get used to saying. And it comes with time, too.
That's all really good advice. What is your final, last piece of advice you wish you knew before your first gynecology clinic?
I think I mentioned with the pelvic exams that those can feel so awkward when you do them for your first time. And I remember the first time I had to do a pap smear by myself in clinic, and I thought that was such a daunting task. But just knowing that your confidence with them will improve so dramatically yeah. and that you're going to look back and be telling your juniors this same advice one day down the road, that truly it does just come with time.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. We learned a lot, and I'll be sure to share those links for the apps that Adriana mentioned below.
Thanks for listening to Intern Ready OBGYN. We hope you found today's podcast helpful. Don't forget to subscribe below, rate the podcast, leave a review, or suggest a new episode.